Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and all manners of skin diseases, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, you can head over to my websites, brightsideben.com or criticalhealthnews.com or pharmacistben.com. Likewise, if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, you can sign up right from the websites or you can call the phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We are talking skin, we're talking skin health in honor of my new Truth Treatment products, which have been kind of soft launched, they call it. Soft launched, if you will, last week. Been getting orders on it, and I'll be talking skincare here for a little bit, probably for the next couple of weeks in honor of my new Truth products. We've been talking acne and general skin health. I think the most important thing, the take-home message, if you will, when it comes to skin health, is that the skin is the body. Yes, I know, obviously the skin's the body, everybody will say that, but we don't really address the skin as if it's part of the body. We kind of treat it as if it's separated from the body, like it's a coating or a covering, and it's not a coating or a covering, it's a fully fledged organ, one of the organs of the body. We say it all the time, skin is the body's largest organ. And what's more, it's a microcosm of the rest of the body. Like the rest of the body, the organ called the skin, think about it like an organ. Like the heart, or the spleen, or the lungs, or the liver, the organ that we call the skin is not a mere covering. It's a structure that's made up of tissues, of substances that are very similar to the tissues that make up the organs in the rest of the body. The definition of an organ, by the way, is a structure that contains at least two different kinds of tissue that are functioning together. There's four basic tissues. Tissue is just stuff. I don't want to get all confused or thrown off by the concept, the biological concept, or the word tissue. Tissue's stuff. Remember, the body's made up of cells and stuff. Cells and stuff. Raisins and bread. Just like raisin bread is made up of raisins and stuff, bread. Our bodies are made up of cells and stuff, and that stuff is called tissue. The tissue is extruded from the cells. Just like the old Play-Doh machines when you were a kid. Remember those little Fun Factory or Play-Doh Factory little devices where you put the Play-Doh in the top and you squeeze down and the Play-Doh comes out in weird shapes? That's called an extrusion machine. Extrusion machines are used in making cereals and cookies and crackers. In fact, the extrusion machine was one of the great advances in food processing. with the extrusion machine, cereals were made possible, and cookies and crackers and a lot of foods were made possible with the extrusion machine. Well, the cell is the original extrusion machine, the biological extrusion machine. It extrudes stuff, secretes stuff, squeezes stuff out of its body. Now, how this happens is a miracle beyond comprehension. Nobody can really tell you exactly why or how this is done, but it is. That's how the body's made. The cells produce the stuff, the tissue. There's four main tissues in the body: connective tissue, muscle tissue, nerve tissue, and a covering tissue called epithelial tissue. However, for all intents and purposes, there's really only three tissues in the body. There's nervous tissue, covering tissue, and then what I call beef tissue. Beef tissue is a combination of connective tissue and muscle tissue. Muscle tissue is self-explanatory. It's how the body moves. Connective tissue connects all the parts together. If you cut off, if you look at a piece of beef, a steak, you'll see the combination of connective tissue and muscle tissue, and you'll see why I refer to them as one thing: steak tissue, beef tissue. A steak, a slice of meat, is made up of muscle tissue. That's the flesh. That's the delicious part. And then you've got the wiry, kind of fatty connective tissue. Fat's an example of connective tissue. Connective tissue dissolves into the flesh tissue, into the muscle tissue in a steak, and it's what makes our steak so delicious, the connective tissue. You need to have a little connective tissue. As it dissolves or melts in your oven or on your grill, it imparts a really delicious flavor to the beef. You wouldn't like your beef too much if it didn't have a little bit of connective tissue. Of course, you don't want a lot of connective tissue. But the point I'm making is these two things are wound around or wrapped around each other in the body. They're essentially one tissue, and they make up about 90% of the body. You guys, check that out. That's important. The vast majority of the body is connective and muscle tissue, or beef, not nervous tissue, not covering tissue, which is called epithelia. Most disease is muscle, or physical disease is muscle and connective tissue disease. And if you want to stay young, you got to work on the muscle and connective tissue for the most part. A little bit on the epithelia, maybe a little bit on the nervous tissue, but for the most part, when you're working on the body, you want to work on the connective and muscle tissue. For the most part, when we get old and shriveled, that's what happens when we get old, we shrivel up. It's not a neural issue, nerve tissue issue. It's not a epithelia tissue issue for the most part, a little bit, but for the most part, it's a beef issue, connective and muscle tissue issue. And so when we were interested in anti-aging or building the body or staying strong or staying robust well into our seventh decade, eighth decade, and ninth decade, even more, we're talking about building connective and muscle tissue, building beef tissue. And this is true about the entire body. Of course it's true about the entire body, because 80 to 90% of the body, it's almost synonymous, is beef tissue, connective slash muscle tissue. And this is true not just about the body, but about the skin. If you want to have beautiful, healthy, robust, vigorous, strong skin, you got to focus on connective tissue and muscle tissue building. And it's the same, from a nutritional standpoint, it's going to be the same way that you build the body. So if you want to have a strong body, you do the same things that if you want to have strong skin. Say, and vice versa. If you want to have strong skin, you do the same things that you need to do if you want to have a strong body. And there's key nutrients that are involved in building connective and muscle tissue. We've talked about vitamin A now for a while. And that is really one of vitamin A's, if not the most important role for vitamin A. It's to build connective tissue and muscle tissue. Now, there's lots of things vitamin A does, but one of the main things it does is it helps build connective tissue and muscle tissue. That means bone. That means blood. You know, your blood is connective tissue. That means all of the material inside the body upon which the organs hang. Connective tissue supports all of the organs. Your organs are sitting inside the body the way fruit is sitting in a jello mold. In fact, jello is connective tissue. If you ever made a jello mold with pieces of pineapple and apple and cherries or whatever you put in the jello mold, you basically have a representation of how the organs hang inside the body. The jello represents connective tissue. Jello is cow connective tissue. It's collagen. The jello would represent in our model the connective tissue inside the body, and the fruit would represent the organs, and anything you could do to build connective tissue is going to help support the suspension of the organs inside the body. When the organs hang or they get loose because the connective tissue gets loose, we call that a prolapse, or we can call that a hernia. That's what a hernia is, and a prolapse. If you ever had a prolapsed uterus or a prolapsed bladder, if you ever heard of those terms, prolapsed rectum, various parts of the body will start to hang. They'll get loose. They won't hang or suspend the way they're supposed to. The jello will break down and the fruit will start to hang. These are all connective tissue issues. And these are all places where you can work with vitamin A. Of course, the skin, as a microcosm of the rest of the body, also depends on this connective tissue, muscle tissue matrix, and this is where vitamin A comes in. All right, got lots more to say about keeping your skin strong and healthy. And by the way, wrinkles are an example of the connective tissue breaking down. That's why vitamin A is so important for protecting against aging and wrinkles. All right, we're going to take a break. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
¶¶
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. Of course, you can always get our programs 24/7 via the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. If you're interested in checking out my blog or my blogs, pharmacistben.com. That's set up by my good friend and webmaster Robert Lundgren, and then my new blog that I'm doing with George Noria from Coast to Coast. That is criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products directly from the website. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, be part of my team. We're going to be starting, hopefully soon anyway, some webinars that will be available only to my team members. And also, hopefully anyway, I'm not sure when we'll be getting to this, but we'll also do email blasts, the email video blasts. Hopefully we'll be getting to that here sometime in the next few months. In any case, if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, make some money selling longevity products, or get your products at the wholesale price, help join me in my mission, my decades-long mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or pharmacistben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in a moment. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking vitamin A. We'll talk later about vitamin C, which I absolutely love, but lots to say about vitamin A. I call it vitamin building or vitamin anabolic. This vitamin, using this vitamin, exploits the fact that the skin is like the rest of the body, 80, or actually even more, 90% or so, connective / muscle tissue. The key building block for connective / muscle tissue, one of the key building blocks, is vitamin A. And this all requires, understanding how to use vitamin A requires understanding the skin as an organ. The skin is an organ, as we said before, meant to break. An organ is a structure that's made up of two separate types of tissue. The skin is not only an organ by this definition, but it's the body's largest organ, as you have undoubtedly heard. It's a fully fledged member of the organ team, along with the other 70 or so internal organs, including the heart and the brain and the spleen and the lungs and the liver and the pancreas and the gallbladder, etc. Once we understand the skin as an organ that just happens to be on the outside of the body, think about that, guys. It's kind of weird, right? Imagine having your liver on your arm. You'd be very careful with your liver if it was sitting on the outside of your body. You'd be very respectful. You'd be like, stay away. I got a very important structure on my arm here. Don't come near me. And the last thing you'd ever do is rub something on your liver that was sitting on your arm. But for some reason, we don't look at the skin that way. Even though we give it lip service, that we say it's an organ, we don't treat it as an organ, and we think it's okay to just rub and smear and whatever some lady, the nice lady at the department store, told us to rub and smear on our skin. We don't worry about the preservatives and the fragrances. Would you ever put a perfume on your liver? Can you imagine what that would do to your heart or your spleen, a fragrance or a preservative? But yet with the skin, we don't really think of it that way. But the skin is just as much an organ as any other part of the body. And once we understand it as an organ, even though we say it's an organ, once we really understand it as an organ, we will become much more respectful of what we put on this super highly evolved, super intelligent system. And once we understand the nature of the skin as an organ, we're not going to be smearing a bunch of crap on the skin. And when I say crap, I mean crap. When I formulated skincare products for Blistex and for other companies, even in my pharmacy, I was very careful about breathing in the preservatives and the perfumes, and I didn't like touching a lot of the other stuff either. A lot of it, I couldn't even get off the beakers. I'd have to use dry cleaning fluid to get off the beakers when I worked for Blistex. I remember the lanolin and the petrolatum, which is like a Vaseline substance, and the beeswax. It would stick onto the beakers, the same stuff you rub on your lips and on your face. The typical standard topical skincare product is a concoction, a witch's brew of wax and oil and fake oil and preservative and perfume and stuff you don't need on your skin. 80 to 90% of your typical skincare product is stuff you don't want to put on your skin. And for some reason, even people that we trust, even nutritionists and alternative practitioners that we trust to understand how understand skin and recommend skincare products don't get the fact that the way we use skincare products today in the year 2015 is not much different than we did in 1910 or 1920 when Helena Rubinstein came over from Russia. Not even that much different than Galen, the Greek physician who lived in ancient Rome in the year 200 A.D. We're basically using Galen's cream. Galen invented the first cream. We're still using his product. Even if you have a medical type ingredient in your skincare product, like Retin A, for example, you might be getting 0.1 or 0.2%, at most 5% maybe. That's still 95% stuff you don't need. This is insulting, you guys. And by the way, it goes for a lot of money, these 1% concentrations. That's why bookkeepers are in the skincare business. Why do you suppose bookkeepers and bankers and marketers and people who know nothing about the skin are selling skincare products? Because there's margin, money. But that's not fair because skincare is health care. Would you want your cardiologist to be a bookkeeper? Would you want your liver doctor to be a bookkeeper who knows nothing about the body and selling products? Of course not. The bookkeeper's making your products, you know, what's that saying about the products? Bookkeepers go by bottom lines. You really want a product that's designed by somebody who's concerned about the bottom line more than your skin? This is insulting, intellectually insulting. I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and I was in the city. I took the opportunity to check out the skincare products or the skincare counter at Bergdorf Goodman. Bergdorf Goodman is like the most famous hoity-toity department store on the planet. It makes Nordstrom's look like Sears. Unbelievable, this place. So I decided to go down into the, I usually don't do this, but I was in New York and I figured I'd see what Bergdorf Goodman had. So I went down into the basement, went down to the skincare department. Oh my God. They wouldn't even, by the way, you know, when you go to these fancy department stores, they don't want you looking at the ingredients. I had a hard time getting to see the ingredients and they wouldn't let me take anything home. I did sneak a couple pictures though on my iPhone when the lady wasn't looking. I'm thinking how I'm going to post those on my blog. Ingredient reading is very, very important. I used to do a class. In fact, I'm going to probably be doing it on my when I get these webinars going, on how to read an ingredient deck. When you're reading an ingredient deck, one of the first things you want to focus on as a formulator, the first thing I focus on, and to formulators, ingredient decks are everything. You know, I can duplicate. If you show me a product with the ingredient deck, I can get pretty close just in one or two tries because the formulas are all basically the same. There's something on an ingredient deck called the 2% point. And this is the point at which all the ingredients are in the product at less than 2%. There's also a 1% point. And this 2% point and 1% point, the point at which all the ingredients afterwards are in at less than 2% or less than 1%, is a very important point on the ingredient deck. For those of you who don't know, the ingredient deck is always listed from ingredients of highest concentration to lowest concentration. So typically water will be the first ingredient because that's 80 to 90% of most skincare products. Then you'll usually have some kind of filler or wax and you'll keep going down until you have what's called the 2% point. Now I know the ingredients, for the most part anyway, at the 2% point, at 1% point, but you don't probably unless you're a chemist. But if you listen to The Bright Side, we'll be talking about ingredient decks and the 2% point, and we'll also talk about some other ingredients, including vitamin A. We'll talk a little more about vitamin A that you want to look for in a skincare product if you're interested in healing and anti-aging and really having an effect. Having your skincare product really do something. I know that sounds weird. Of course it does something. No, it doesn't. Well, skincare products do absolutely nothing except cover the surface of your skin. Okay. So much more to talk about here. We'll take your phone calls when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We'll continue talking skin health, and we'll also talk about nutrients for the skin, vitamin A, vitamin anabolic, vitamin building. We'll talk about ingredient decks and what to look for. And we'll also talk about vitamin C. And if you got questions about skin health issues, I've been doing skin health and skin care since 1983. I know quite a bit about skin care and skin care formulations. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Also want to encourage you to check out my Facebook page, The Truth with Ben, which I post skincare posts, I guess you'd say. Various words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom from my experience bank, if you will. Also, you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and order Longevity products directly off the website, or join the Brightside Ben team directly off the website by clicking on the Join the Team link. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Brightside Ben phone team. Tell them you want to join the team and purchase any of the Longevity products that you hear advertised or recommended on the program right off the phone at 866-735-2470. Okay. Our number today, 844-236-6010. Time to hit the phones. Mike from yesterday. We left you hanging, Mike in Colorado. How's it going, my man?
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you. I guess we covered the Coates disease yesterday. I don't know if she called you or not. I gave her the information.
No, I didn't hear her.
Okay. Well, my second question is on subdermal cystic acne.
Yes.
I've been dealing with that with my two oldest for a decade or longer.
How old are your kids? How old are they?
Well, they're mid to late 20s now.
Still have it going on? They still have the cystic acne?
The daughter periodically, and we've tried everything.
No, you haven't. Never say that, Mike. You have not tried everything.
I mean, as far as our limited mental capacity goes.
All right, it's easy. Cystic acne, you're in good company. Lots of people have it. It's not regular acne, which is a coating issue. Remember, there's two main parts to the skin. There's more than two, but we're going to say two main parts of the skin. You've got the coating.
In the beef.
And the beef. You like that little metaphor? The beef.
Yeah,
Women don't like that metaphor usually.
I want beef in my skin.
Well, that's good. Everybody wants beef. That's what good skin is.
Beefy.
Need more beef. Okay, well, keep listening to the Bright Side. We're going to give beef building strategies.
I do.
Okay. Cystic acne is a beef issue, and nothing gets into the beef from the top. It gets into the beef from the inside. You don't get into the beef from the top. Well, you know, vitamin A topically and vitamin C topically might do it, but bad stuff, bacteria, germs, things that cause pimples, oils, etc., they don't get into the beef from the top. They get in from the blood, and specifically a part of the blood called the lymph. The lymph is part of the blood system, part of the circulatory system, and it's where poisons flow. So when you have cystic acne, you got a lymph problem. When you got a lymph problem, you got a poison problem. Your kids are being poisoned. Now, they're not being poisoned. Yes, they are. They're not being poisoned by anything they're breathing or they're not injecting anything, I assume. They're being poisoned by what they're eating. Now, it may not be poisoned directly, but by the time it gets into the lymph and by the time it shows up on the skin, it's poison. So you got to get to the digestive system issues. Guaranteed. Both the kids have digestive problems. You can't have cystic acne. You can't have a lymphatic condition unless something's getting into the... Mike, I don't know what that sound is, but it's driving me nuts here, buddy. I'm going to let you go. You don't hear anything? All right. Well, I'll see how long I can handle it here, and then I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, okay. We've been working on that... my daughter and I, you know, have been working on that a lot.
No, you haven't. If you've been working on it, if you've been... Mike.
I mean,
Mike.
Well, let me just say this. We've been to a lot of naturopathic people.
I don't want to hear about working or naturopath. They got cysts. They got a problem. Take your naturopaths and fire them all right? You're working. You get an F for working. I'm not being mean. I'm just being real, okay?
All right.
I want to help you. Go to the backtrack to the digestive system, okay?
Yeah.
Backtrack to the digestive system. And this is very important, Mike. If you're resistant to doing this, your kids are going to suffer. And if the kids are resistant to do it, they're going to suffer.
Not at all.
Okay. So guaranteed, Mike, they got digestive health issues. You don't need me or a doctor to fix that. They can do it themselves. So what you want to do is a food diary. Hang on, bro. Food diary. Write down everything they eat. And then how they respond, number one, from a digestive system perspective, and number two, from a breakout perspective. In other words, when their problems get worse, link it to the foods. When their digestive, when they have digestive symptoms, usually constipation, sometimes loose stools, bloating, gas. Gas is oftentimes involved, kind of crampy feeling after they eat certain foods, bloaty feeling after they eat certain foods. All of those are indicators of problem foods that are causing the lymph to get poisoned and ultimately the cysts. Then there's some nutritional things that you can do as well. I'm going to give you the supplements that you can take, and there's a lot of good ones. But most importantly, you got to get to the bottom of the lymphatic congestion, which is foods. Why is this important? Well, number one, because cystic acne is terribly debilitating from a psychological perspective. But number two, they're running higher risks for awful diseases later on down the road because the lymph touches everything. Everything, every system in the body is a potential victim for lymphatic disease, lymphatic congestion. That includes cancer, by the way. So if you have lymphatic acne or cystic acne, you're running higher risks for cancer and autoimmune disease, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very, very important, aside from the acne part, that you clean the lymph up. Number one, look for problem foods. By the way, dairy is oftentimes the problem. So if they're eating lots, and I'm not saying it is the problem. I'm just saying it's oftentimes the problem. Their favorite foods are also sometimes the problem. And if you try to get off of dairy, by the way, you guys, the way you get off of dairy is not by cold turkeying it, unless you've got the willpower of a Zen monk. What you do to get off of dairy is you replace the fat, which is what everybody loves in the dairy, the protein, which is what everybody needs in the dairy, and the sugar, which is also makes the dairy more palatable. It's the combination of sugar, protein, and fat that we love when we have dairy. Kids need lots of protein, lots of fat. They don't necessarily need lots of sugar, but if you substitute your sugar, fat, and protein with good foods, such as your Ultimate EFAs, coconut oil, butter for your fats, Udo's Blend, nutritional oil for your fats, and then you substitute a good source of protein, maybe egg protein or whey protein or hemp seed protein, whatever protein you can use, and then you use vegetables or braised, steamed vegetables for sugar, it'll make it much easier to wean yourself off of dairy. As far as nutrients for the lymph goes, there's a ton. Vitamin E is the king nutrient for the lymphatic system. Vitamin A is also very important, 400 IU of vitamin E a day. Look for the mix to Tocopherols. Vitamin A, 20,000 IU a day. Topical vitamin A isn't going to really help you with cystic acne, but it may help the surface a little bit, and it may prevent scarring. Don't pop cystic acne, by the way. That's really a recipe for disaster. You can't really, right? Doctors will inject stuff in there, but yeah, kids will sometimes try to pop it.
Stay away from them.
Good for you. You're a smart man. Yeah. And then get the kids on a rebounder. Jumping up and down on a rebounder is a great way to move the lymphatic system, and we should all be doing it. First thing in the morning, jumping up and down on a rebounder can be a nice wake up because it can help improve the flow of blood around the body as well as the flow of blood. That's awesome. That jumping rope is also good. So most importantly, though, something's getting into the system that's clogging up the lymph. And then one last thing, sometimes estrogen can be involved, the hormone estrogen, and also sometimes breakdown products or metabolites, they call them, of testosterone can be involved. So keeping your sugar down, blood sugar stable, and then also using progesterone cream and 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate can help with testosterone. Mike, I'm going to let you go, buddy. That noise is driving me nuts. I hope we helped you. Did you have any?
I'm reading right as fast as I can.
Well, no, go to the archive page. Go listen on the archive page. Oh. It's all up at the archive page. Okay. I know I gave you a ton of information there.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. That sounds driving me nuts. I got to let you go. Yeah, I know I go fast. I know I'm giving you lots of information, but it's all available on the archive page at brightsideben.com or also at benfuchsarchives.com. We'll take a break. Come back with more phone calls right after this. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We are back on The Bright Side. Let's go to Mark in Cincinnati. What's up, buddy? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure. What's going on, my man?
I have a client who's ready to get going on the 90. She's dealing with some liver, gallbladder issues, some lymph issues, and we have some what appears to be psoriasis-like lesions forming on the hands and feet, and we just want to dial in the right protocol.
Foods. Keep her on the Mighty 90, but start working on foods. Have her do a food diary where you write down, I'm sure you know what that is, but just for new listeners anyway, write down everything you eat and then how you feel every couple hours after you eat that food. It sounds like a food issue, a food toxicity issue. You guys, I know I'm talking about food all the time and the digestive system, but it really can't be anything else because it's all about the blood. All toxicity is blood toxicity. All disease is cell disease. All cell disease is blood disease or blood toxicity. And the only way for blood to become toxic is from food or digestive distress. So work on digestive distress and food and then have her focusing on fats especially. That's the lymph. The lymph processes fats, and psoriasis largely is a vitamin or in any is partially a vitamin A, vitamin D, and omega fatty acid problem. So Ultimate EFAs, Healthy Start Pack, well, that's part of the Healthy Start Pack, Food Diary, and Eliminate Problem Foods. Also, the Biolumin Nightly Essence can be very helpful for all fat problems, fat metabolism, fat processing, dietary fat issues. Three capsules in the morning, three capsules at night, and fermented food is probably a good idea. And absolutely keep her on that Healthy Start Pack. If you want to do one more thing, use digestive enzymes after meals. Have her use digestive enzymes after meals with a little apple cider vinegar. Okay, Mark?
Yep, sounds great. Yeah, I did. I was able to start her on some enzymes, proteolytic and digestive both, and keeping the psoriasis from getting worse. So that's some positive news. And then, yeah, I need to dial in the food.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. You know the drill. You've heard it before, I'm sure. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Mark.
Are you Mark from yesterday? Are you the Mark I talked to yesterday? Mark?
No, I called once before. We talked about a little bit about heart rate variability of the heart math stuff. And
oh, okay. Oh, you're the heart math guy.
Yeah, I'm a Brightside University graduate.
Okay, good. heart math.
If I email you, that'd be great.
I'd love that. Ben at KSCO.com. Put them on.
Thank you very much.
Good deal. Good to talk to you. Yeah, heart math is good stuff. For anybody dealing with heart problems, excuse me, Google heartmath.org. Heartmath.org. It's definitely good stuff. And they got some really cool books, too. Thanks, Mark. From Cincinnati, Carl, the Truth Raider. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget tomorrow at the Hollywood Library at 4040 Northeast Tillamook Street. Pharmacist Ben's going to make a special return here to the Portland, Oregon area. We're going to be talking about your health, hidden in plain sight. I'll be the host, and he will be the special, fantastic speaker to present this.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. All ladies and gentlemen, how to get there if you're not exactly know where the Hollywood Library is. It's at 4040 Northeast Tillamook Street. It's just
spell
above
Tillamook.
The 84 and the 30 freeway.
How do you spell
there's
Tillamook?
There's Halsey and there's Sandy Boulevard. It's in a neighborhood going east and west at the 40th Street area. With the design of Portland, is there not, people are not familiar with
no,
Portland.
No. Everybody's got MapQuest or GPS. Do it zip code. You know the zip code, Carl?
Yeah, I believe it's 97212, if I'm not mistaken.
And spell Tillamook Street.
Tillamook.
Tillamook, just the way it sounds. Okay, Tillamook exactly. Street, 90206?
If that's what it says there. There's so many different zip codes. They're all mixed up there. But if you just type in the Hollywood Library on 4040 Tillamook Street, Northeast Tillamook Street, they should be able to find it.
Okay, good deal. Thanks so much, buddy. Talk to you soon, man.
You'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Carl. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to John in Michigan. What's up? Sorry to make you hold so long, buddy. How you doing, man?
No, that's okay, Ben. Great, Don. My call is about DHT in the body and how to get rid of it, but I wanted to share something with you about raw milk and kefir. I'm blessed to have the kefir,
okay.
And my digestive system is blessed, too. But have you ever heard of A1, A2 cows?
Yeah. Jordan Rubin has them. Tell the listeners about it. But A1, A2 is a milk protein. Yeah, there's two of them, A1 and A2. And correct me if I'm wrong. You may know more than I do. These are two milk proteins that are problematic. And Jordan Rubin actually breeds cattle without the problematic one. I forgot which one was the problematic one. Did I explain
that
well?
The A1 is the one we're supposed to eat. That's the black and white.
Okay.
Black.
And A2.
The brown and white cow is the A2 cow. And that has to do with the casein, I believe. That's in the milk, the A2 is, there's a patent on the A2 gene by someone in New Zealand that's waiting for all the herds to get turned over here in the United States so that the person can start gaining rent, taking royalties off of the milk product. So that's something, but if you go to emineral.info, there's a lot of, it's a doctor up here that does, that has a whole breakdown on that in northern Michigan, emineral.info. You'll be able to get a lot of history on A1, A2.
Good deal.
With DHT, I heard something about it factoring into hair loss, and that it's because the testosterone breaks down in the body and DHT takes over. And
yes, DHT is super. DHT is super testosterone, super duper testosterone, for better or worse. It has a lot of the effects of testosterone, the good effects of testosterone, but it you just need tiny, tiny, tiny little bits of it, and under conditions of nutritional deficiency, you get too much. Zinc is your go-to DHT inhibitor, in my opinion, zinc. And it works topically as well as internally. In fact, that's one of the reasons why topical zinc can be helpful for acne. Also for hair loss, zinc is one of the most important nutrients internally that you can use for hair loss. I'm not sure you can use it topically for hair loss, but you might want to think about it. Essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, and then a fatty acid called GLA, which we've talked about in the past, that also has some DHT inhibiting properties. Saw palmetto, of course, everybody, all guys who have prostate problems know about saw palmetto, and one of saw palmetto's main effects is DHT inhibition. But you want to keep in mind that DHT is actually an important element. It's not a poison or it's not a toxin. It's just that you want to keep it under control, and that's where the zinc and the saw palmetto and the GLA and the essential fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids, come in. Those are probably your most important of the DHT inhibitors.
Now, is that zinc picolinate?
It's zinc in general, but zinc picolinate is the best, is the easiest one. It's the one that is handled by the body most easily. The other forms of zinc, like gluconate and sulfate, those will get you sick and nauseous if you don't take them with food, and I'm not even convinced that they work as well. I like zinc picolinate. That's my favorite form.
And so is there an amount that would be...
50 milligrams a day is the main amount. And if you want to really do it right, you want to balance out your zinc your zinc with copper, 2 to 4 milligrams of copper.
Okay, 2 to 4 milligrams, okay.
Right. So DHT is not a poison. I don't want people to get the idea, because you hear the commercials, they think it's some kind of poisonous substance. It's not. It's very important. It's super strong, but you got to keep it under control, and that's where the supplements come in.
Why does the body break down?
It needs a little boost. It's one of the ways the body gives cells an extra boost of testosterone effects. It's like super testosterone.
Now, what about, is there a testosterone supplement?
Keeping your sugar down is the best testosterone supplement, and then there's the building blocks for testosterone, including protein and including zinc and including cholesterol and fat. Cholesterol is the primary building block for testosterone, by the way. In fact, if you look at the chemical structure of testosterone and then look at the chemical structure of cholesterol, they almost look exactly the same, and they are kind of the same. Testosterone is like super cholesterol. This is one of the main reasons why I'm so ticked off about this stupidity that you hear from the medical model about cholesterol and lowering your cholesterol and good cholesterol and bad cholesterol and statin drugs. Testosterone is cholesterol. It's just an accessorized version of cholesterol. Vitamin D is cholesterol. It's an accessorized version of cholesterol. Estrogen and cortisol, these are progesterone. These are all examples of accessorized cholesterol. They're versions of cholesterol. And if you take a statin drug, you're going to have less testosterone. That means you're less of a man. You're going to have, or you're less masculine, I should say. You have less masculine characteristics, less estrogen, less cortisol, less vitamin D. These are all secondary effects of statin drugs and cholesterol suppression, and just underlie the stupidity of the pharmacomedical model of drugging and dosing to change test scores. This is the difference, the distinction between clinical chemistry and biochemistry. Your doctor is a clinical chemist at best. Usually he's not even that. But at best, he's a clinical chemist who studies clinical things. That's symptoms. What you want is a biochemist who understands biology and chemistry. That's not the medical model. You want to get healthy, go to a biochemist, not a doctor.
You don't have doctor or Ben. You don't have patients that way. You don't have sick patients if they're healthy like that. But I would like to also invite you to Northern Michigan. Dr. Wallach has a part-time residence up here, and I think it would be nice for you to visit.
I might do that this summer.
Come up here in the summertime and talk to Doc Wallach about his business he has going up here in Northern Michigan. I think
we're out of time, buddy, but thank you for the invite. I'm going to take you up on it, all right? Shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com. Sorry to let you go, man. And I'm sorry if we left you on hold. I apologize. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you with more good health information tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye, friends.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.